President Jonathan Tamales has appealed to Ghanaians to make prayer their topmost priority in everything they do, especially as the country goes to the polls this year. He admitted that humans are nothing without God and urged all to seek the face of the Lord so that he will continue to guide the nation. Speaking at this year's National Prayer and Thanksgiving Service in Accra, President Mills asked all those who are 18 years and above to register when the Electoral Commission begins voter registration next Saturday, March 24. Our presidential correspondent, Sethia, reports.
Cecilia Mafo, Eda Miriku and Anklato, backed by the Miracle Wave Band, shook the congregation and the foundation of the Independence Square with praises and worship songs. The National Prayer and Thanksgiving Service was on the theme, Peace, Security and Stability Within Your Borders, O Ghana. Delivering the sermon, the chairman of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council, Apostle Dr. Opokonyina, asked Ghanaians to be agents of peace and security. They should also not repeat the mistakes of other nations that plunge them into wars.
We pray that all Ghanaians will protect the peace, security and stability that we are enjoying at the nation, ensuring that nothing will change Ghana and that Ghana will never descend into a state of confusion and instability.
President Mills called on Ghanaians to meditate on the sermon so that there will be peace before, during and after the general elections in December.
We all want a peaceful Ghana before, during and after the elections. As human beings, what we can do is to exercise the power that God has given us. But it's only God who can add his seal of approval to our efforts. Let us therefore continue to pray to the Almighty God, who has showered so many blessings on us and continues to do so.
President Mills thanked the clergy and all those who attended the service.
It would be remiss on my part if I did not express my deepest gratitude to the chairman and members of the planning committee and to our clergy for gracing this occasion with their impressive presence, and to my brothers and sisters who have, through their singing and dancing, an obvious joy in being in the presence of the Almighty, shown the good Lord that we are grateful for this unmerited favor that he has given us.
Prayers were said for national security and stability, election, peace and justice, revival and national transformation, as well as the arms of government. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.